Well, it sure looks like there's going to be a military draft in the USA. And that, of course, means the powers that be are trying to find a new way to get rid of a lot of young men in particular. War is always used to, well, it's a cover story for currency collapse, asset confiscation, and also depopulation in order to keep the ruling power in charge. So they start wars on purpose, which is what NATO has been doing, provoking Russia, using Ukraine as a proxy state, bombing Iran, providing weapons to Israel to attack its neighbors, etc. This is all deliberate. It's all intended to start wars and to grow those wars and continue those wars and then escalate them to the point where they become world wars, just one giant global war where we have to have an emergency draft and, you know, we have to send millions of young men to die. And the same thing's happening in Europe, of course, where they want to send millions of young men to die, but pretty much only the native European young men, while they replace them with the migrants from Africa and Middle Eastern nations, etc. So it's part of the Great Replacement in Western Europe, and it's also part of the Great Replacement in the United States. And if possible, if they can get away with it, Trump will suspend elections. I mean, we'll see. Maybe we'll have midterm elections this year. Maybe not. Because there's a lot that can happen between now and then. A lot of false flags. A lot of national emergencies. And you may recognize that Zelensky has been kept in power for 4+ years in Ukraine, despite the fact that he's no longer elected. His term expired years ago. Nobody elected him to this current term. He just became a military dictator. That's a model that Trump probably wants to follow in the U.S. No elections, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no free speech. In fact, I believe that all these flock cameras and Axon cameras are being set up for precisely this purpose. They're being set up to enforce lockdowns and also to find and arrest people, find them as they drive along the roads. But it's the lockdowns that are really coming, and those are going to be devastating, of course. And we might ultimately refer to them as energy lockdowns, let's say. But there'll be some other excuse given for it, some blame cast on either Iran or Russia or China, almost certainly. Some kind of false flag, finger pointing, and then we have to suffer lockdowns as a result. And anybody who opposes those lockdowns will be labeled a traitor or a communist. They'll be, they'll have a visit from the Gestapo, or they'll be dragged away into isolation camps. They might roll out another plandemic hoax along with it, so they have a reason to take people away and put them in basically death camps for, isolation, for public health. Yeah, all that's probably coming. And then at that point, you'll only be able to travel with government permission. It's way beyond needing a driver's license, which is already government permission, but you'll need a specific license to be on the roads at certain hours or to travel within a certain radius of your home or place of business, etc. Of course, they tested all this with COVID lockdowns, and they found that people went right along with it. Everybody complied. Almost everybody. And law enforcement complied, and city leaders, county leaders, they all complied, even though that was all based on total nonsense. But it worked. So they ran that pilot program, and now they know they can do it again. All they have to do is have a sufficient emergency that they can invoke, and then it's a done deal. So yeah, probably all of that's coming. And then on top of that, there'll be a currency collapse so that they force you into a CBDC, government-controlled currency that also surveils all your activities and limits your activities and controls what you're allowed to do. And at that point, you will live as a complete slave under a police state system. And you'll wonder what happened to your freedom. Well, your freedom's already mostly gone. You're already living in a partial police state right now. Flock cameras are everywhere, proliferating like crazy. Hundreds of thousands of them already installed across America, and more coming. The government already monitors your mobile phone, your texts, your calls, your search engine queries, you know, I mean, everything, all your social media, everything that you do on your computer through Google, because you're probably logged in, you know, it reads all your Gmail, all your Facebook, all that stuff. It's all scanned, it's all illegally surveilled. And they can build a profile of you with all that information. Oh, your credit card transactions, I forgot to mention, and all your banking transactions. So I always laugh when people say, oh, you can't go to China because China is not free. What are you talking about? Have you looked at the level of enslavement you're living under in the United States lately? Because it's the dystopian nightmare future that you were warning about. It's already here. So, you know, keep that in mind. There are things you can do. Of course, you can run de-Googled phones for now, but the FCC is trying to push for total identity linkage to every phone. So no phone will function unless it's linked to a specific person's ID. Imagine that. So that would end all burner phones or all anonymous phones. And that's what the FCC wants, because again, they need the lockdowns because they're going to have a draft. They're going to start a war. And you know how in Ukraine, how they grab young men off the streets, or they grab them at dances or restaurants or bars or parties or whatever, and they throw them onto the front lines to die in war. That's coming to the United States. That's exactly what will happen in the U.S. They will kidnap young men from wherever they can find them, throw them into the military system, send them off to die in a war, probably with China. And that's the point. The war is the meat grinder. It's designed to achieve depopulation and to concentrate control in the hands of the few, and to eliminate any competition, any possible uprising, popular uprising among the people, or new political parties, or any new voices or personalities that have integrity that can't be compromised. This whole system is designed to eliminate that and put everybody under the thumb of control or exterminate them. Remember, the big goal is, of course, depopulation. So this is all part of that. And that's why the war continues, by the way. That's why Trump pretends to be supporting peace, but of course, he violates everything he signs. He has violated the MOU in 20 different ways. It's all by design. Trump doesn't want peace. Trump is following globalist orders for mass human extermination. Why do you think he pushed the COVID jab, huh? He still celebrates that. A depopulation bioweapon that Trump released, and he celebrates it. He thinks it was a huge win. Yeah, it was a win for the globalists who are working on depopulation. So have no illusions. Trump works for the globalists. He's going to bring America into a deeper global war, and the result will be mass extermination of young men on purpose. Yeah, sorry to bring you such dark news, but that's just the reality of where we are. So stay informed. You can follow my videos at brightvideos.com. Get ready for what's coming. Make sure that you have everything that you need in order to survive and thrive through all of this. So, you know, visit the Satellite Phone Store, for example. They've got a lot of good gear, including satellite phones. They are our sponsor, sat123.com. So check them out. And then also on top of that, visit naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.